Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keezer. I'm Joe Mdidis. Let's get to it. It's Friday, March 9th, 2018. Welcome to day 414.
That's fascinating. I know you either do or don't have a non-disclosure agreement, which, if you didn't have a non-disclosure agreement, do you have a non-disclosure agreement?
Do I?
You can't say whether you have a non-disclosure agreement, but if you didn't have a non-disclosure agreement, you most certainly could say, I don't have a non-disclosure agreement. Yes?
You're so smart, Jimmy.
Thank you very much. Okay. So,
Michael Cohen used his Trump Organization email to arrange the $130,000 transfer to Stormy Daniels in exchange for her silence about her affair with Trump. NBC News and NPR are reporting that Trump's personal attorney regularly used the same email account during 2016 negotiations with the actress, whose legal name is Stephanie Clifford, before she signed a non-disclosure agreement. Daniels filed a civil suit against Trump, alleging the contract she signed is invalid because it's intentionally missing Trump's signature, quote, so he could later, if need be, publicly disavow any knowledge of the hush agreement or the affair. Here's Daniels' attorney, Michael Avenatti, on MSNBC.
I think this development is significant because it shows that at all times during the communication process relating to the negotiation surrounding this hush payment, that Mr. Cohen was utilizing his Trump Organization email in those communications, not just when communicating with Mr. Davidson, Ms. Clifford's attorney at the time, but also internally when he was communicating with the bank about the specific issue of transferring the money. They say always follow the money, and this goes directly to following the money to show exactly where this money came from. So we think it's a substantial development.
The Washington Post and CNBC say Cohen's use of a Trump Organization email address to organize the payment to Daniels may have violated federal election law. Corporations and labor organizations are prohibited from making contributions to candidates or political committees. Daniels alleges that the money was paid to keep her from talking about a sexual relationship she had with Trump. Cohen, meanwhile, has argued that he used his personal funds to, quote, facilitate the payment, and that he did not get reimbursed by the Trump Organization or campaign. Meanwhile, ABC News and The Hill say Trump has added another layer in his outside legal team to take on Daniels. Lawrence Rosen, a New York attorney described as a pit bull, will join Trump's personal attorney, Michael Cohen, to respond to the growing legal issues surrounding reports that Cohen paid the adult film star to keep quiet about her affair between the two. Next, the New York Times and Fox News are reporting that Trump will meet with Kim Jong-un to negotiate, quote, permanent denuclearization of North Korea, which will cease all missile testing while the negotiations are going on. The two leaders are expected to meet in the next 60 days. News of a potential meeting has been met with positive reactions from China, Russia, and South Korea. Next, Politico and The Hill say Senator Dean Heller believes that Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy will retire this summer, which would set Trump up to fill a second Supreme Court seat. Last year, Trump nominated Neil Gorsuch to replace Antonin Scalia, who died in 2016. Heller is one of the most vulnerable Republican senators up for re-election in 2018, and he's hoping a Supreme Court vacancy will get the base a little riled up.
One other thing, real quickly, and that is I believe we're going to have another Supreme Court justice this year. I think Kennedy's going to retire sometime early summer. That being the case, Republicans are going to have an opportunity now to put another Supreme Court justice in place, which I'm hoping will get our base a little motivated. Because right now they're not very motivated, but I think a new Supreme Court justice will get them motivated. I don't know who that person is going to be, but I would guess that one person who is on that short list is Mike Lee from Utah.
Next up, Reuters and CNN say Sam Nunberg appeared at a federal courthouse in Washington to deliver federal grand jury testimony today as part of special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation. Nunberg made no comment to reporters as he entered the courthouse, other than to say that he would not make a statement after his grand jury testimony. Last week, Nunberg gave a series of interviews in which he offered speculation about some people involved in the Russian investigation and said he would not comply with Mueller's subpoena. And finally, the Associated Press and Politico are reporting that the Interior Department spent almost $139,000 on new doors for Ryan Zinke's office. Zinke was apparently unaware of the expenditure until a reporter from the AP reached out to him to confirm the cost. According to a department spokesperson, the doors to Zinke's office required a security upgrade because they wouldn't lock. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. One, former President Barack Obama is negotiating a deal to produce a series of shows for Netflix. Two, Joe Biden is preparing for a 2020 presidential run. Three, the U.S. economy added 313,000 jobs in February, while the unemployment rate held steady for the fifth straight month at 4.1%, a 17-year low. Four, the head of the VA now has an armed guard standing outside his office, has revoked access to his 10th-floor executive suite for several people that he believes lobby the White House to oust him, and has canceled morning meetings with senior management team and instead meets with only the aides he trusts. And five, the White House rejected a House Oversight Committee request for a list of employees in the White House with pending security clearances or clearances that have been resolved since Trump's inauguration. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines brought to you by Matt Keyser. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditis.